Our order of worship for this morning can be found on page 278 in the front of your hymnal, if you would please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Charlotte Skillman was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated as we sing our entrance hymn number 801, "How Great Thou Art." We now continue on page 278 with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Charlotte and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for us today comes from the 23rd Psalm. King David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Old Testament reading comes to us from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Job speaks, "Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book, oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson comes to us from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. St. Paul writes, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the verse on page 279. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the sermon hymn number 761, Rock of Ages Cleft for Me. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To Mabel, and Ben, and to all of Charlotte's family and friends gathered here today. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that's given for your comfort today comes from the final verse of the 23rd Psalm, read just a few moments ago. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With these words, King David proclaims his confidence in the goodness and the grace of God. In spite of the way his own life often turned out, he often walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Yet he did not fear, for God was with him with the full support of his goodness and his mercy. Our Lord Jesus showed that same goodness and mercy to Charlotte. He baptized Charlotte into his own death and resurrection, giving her the promise of new life. It was God's promise that no matter how dark the road gets, he will bring you through into everlasting life. It is God's promise that you are his child no matter what, and he always cares for his children. God kept that baptismal promise to Charlotte. He never left her. He never forsook her. Though her road the last few months has been long and treacherous, he has been by her side, sustaining her faith. The Lord led Charlotte in her youth to confess this faith in the rite of confirmation. There she made public what she had already believed privately, that Jesus Christ has come to save sinners like us. She was trained and ready to receive the Lord's Supper, and she did. Especially in these past few months, Charlotte was eager to receive the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of her sins. With that sacrament, Jesus removed all of her guilt and strengthened her faith for the fight ahead. The first time that I met with Charlotte after her diagnosis, I asked her if she had any worries or any concerns that she wanted to talk about. She expressed what I believe probably all of us would be thinking at a time like that. Have I been good enough? Have I done enough with my life? And I gave her the answer that she needed, the answer that we all need to hear. No, we have not been good enough. No, we have not done enough. But Jesus has. No matter what sins lurk in our past, no matter what skeletons hide in our closet, no matter what things we may have done that we regret, Jesus has paid the price for them all. He did not come for the righteous, but for sinners, for us. Jesus has kept his promise to Charlotte, and his grace and mercy led her to be the woman that she was. It gave her joy in the active life that she led, through horseback riding or bike riding or hard work or caring for her flowers. It amplified her sense of adventure in doing things like gaining her pilot license and serving with the LWML. The love of God gave her love for you, her family, and her friends. And you are right to miss her. You are right to mourn for your friend, your mother, your daughter has died. And yet, the promise of Jesus holds true. Charlotte's confirmation verse helps us to understand that. It comes from John chapter 5, verse 24. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Though the valley of death has appeared, he will bring us all through. Goodness and mercy follow Charlotte even now. She will dwell in the house of her Lord forever. For right now, at this very moment, Charlotte is in the glory of heaven. She is in the presence of her Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of her Savior who has died and risen for her. She has passed from death into life. And there she looks forward to the day when the valley of the shadow of death will be turned upside down, and when Jesus Christ will return to this world and raise the dead. That is the ultimate promise of baptism, resurrection, and life. We shall leave here in a few moments and head over to the cemetery, and we will commit Charlotte's body to the ground. But we do this with great confident hope, with an eager expectation that what is sown will rise again, better than before. Christ will raise her up, and he will raise us up as well, and we shall all dwell in the house of our Lord forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The congregation, please rise as we continue with the prayer of the church. Prayers begin on page 280 in your hymnal. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family and friends of Charlotte and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Charlotte and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death you destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace, in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We will join with the Ladies' Aid in singing our final hymn, number 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.